WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo will sit out of Game 6 of the first-round playoff series between Milwaukee and Indiana, but eight-time All-Star Damian Lillard will be available to play for the Bucks. Both players had been considered game-time decisions. Lillard had been upgraded to questionable for the game before being cleared following pregame warm-ups. He missed the two previous games after aggravating a right Achilles tendon injury. Antetokounmpo has not been playing since he strained his left calf on April 9th. The Pacers lead the series 3-2, and the game is being played tonight in Indiana, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 at AM 1450. Tip-off for that contest will be at 5:30 with the pregame currently underway. The Philadelphia 76ers are trying to keep the New York Knicks fans out of Wells Fargo Arena for Game 6 of their NBA playoff series tonight. Team owner Josh Harris, Dave Blitzer, and Dave Alderman and former minority owner Michael Rubin bought more than 2,000 tickets they plan to hand out to people who serve the Philadelphia community as long as the recipients pledge they are not Knicks fans. Wells Fargo Arena seems more like Madison Square Garden South during the Knicks 97-92 win on Sunday, prompting 76er star Joel Embiid to express frustration about the home court disadvantage. The brilliance of Anthony Edwards will be likely the reason if the Minnesota Timberwolves knock down the defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets in their second round playoff matchup. Edwards missing the tying three-point try at the buzzer in Game 5 at Denver in the first round that preserved a series-clinching victory for the Nuggets last year. The Timberwolves posted a sweep-completing win at Phoenix last week behind a 31-point second half by the 22-year-old Edwards. That was his latest masterpiece, not simply as a scorer, but as a passer, a defender, and a leader. Game 1 is on Saturday. Milwaukee reliever Abner Uribe was suspended for 6 games and starter Freddie Peralta for 5 for their roles in a brawl during a Brewers game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay outfielder Jose Siri was suspended for 3 games, a penalty later cut to 2, and Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy for 2. The suspensions were issued by Mike Hill, Major League Baseball's senior vice president, for on-field operations. All 4 also were fined. Murphy started his suspension when associate manager Ricky Weeks led the team against the Rays, and Siri also began his penalty. The Brewers have the day off today. They will begin a 3-game series against their division rivals, the Chicago Cubs, tomorrow in Chicago. The average time of a 9-inning game is 2 hours 36 minutes through the first full month of the Major League season, down 1 minute from 2023 in the second year of the pitch clock. Over objections from the Players Association, MLB lowered the timer to 18 seconds from 20 with runners on base while keeping it at 15 seconds with no runners. Last year, the average increased gradually through the season from 237 through April to 238 in May, 239 in June, 241 in July and August, and to 244 in September. This even season average of 2 hours and 40 minutes was down 24 minutes from 2022 and the lowest since 1985. And Wisconsin's offensive linemen understand what's expected at a program that prides itself on dominating the trenches. The Badgers haven't quite met that standard lately. Right tackle Riley Malham says, "In the past few years, I think we've been a good offensive line. I don't think we've been necessarily great. An issue is a lack of stability." AJ Blazek of Wisconsin's 4th offensive line coach in as many years. Wisconsin concluded spring practice today, realizing the importance of reestablishing the superiority of the line of scrimmage. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.